He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. Praise God. And let me tell you something. When the people of today, when they look at the bride, and if they see Jesus, they gotta see Jesus. If you claim to have God, if you claim to have Jesus Christ in your life, then they should see Jesus. They should see Jesus in your life. Praise God. You should be wearing his name. You should be going around. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me tell you something. Right here. Oh, glory be unto God. In the 14th chapter, the 8th verse through the 10th, he said, praise God, the scripture reads, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? That the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Praise God. Let me tell you something. There's coming a day and a time when people's going to look at the bride, and they're going to see Jesus. They're going to see Jesus. They ain't going to see some old church. They ain't going to see some old filthy church doctrine. They're going to see Jesus. They're going to see the Word of God. They're going to see what God has said in his Word. You're going to live right. You're going to live holy. He said he's going to present himself a church that's righteous. Praise God. That's a glorious church. Holy. Acceptable for him. Praise God. Let me tell you something. She's going to be holy. She's going to be holy. She's going to be living the way she's supposed to be living. Not as the world. She's not going to be playing the harlot. Praise God. She's not going to be committing adultery with the world. She's not going, oh, hallelujah, you look at the church and all they do is take on organizations. They take on committees. They take on this. They take on that. This doctrine, that doctrine. They run out and they go roller skating every Monday night. They praise God when they, oh, hallelujah, they don't go, oh, glory be unto God. They don't go to a fellowship hall to fellowship no more. They go down there to eat, to stuff their face. That's all they do. That's all they want to do. They want to stuff their face. Oh, praise God. Let me tell you something. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in the Holy Ghost, in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. She's going to be without spot, without wrinkle, and she's going to be called after his name. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you something today. Oh, glory be unto God. There's coming a time. There's coming a time when we're all going to have to live right. We're going to have to live holy. We're going to have to live righteous before God. Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, Sam, you preached on the Father, the Son, but what about the Holy Ghost? Catch me here in the 15th verse of the 14th chapter of St. John. He said, If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's the words of Jesus. You want to deny the word of God? He said here. He said, oh, glory be unto God. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus is the comforter. He is the fullness of God. He is the Holy Ghost. You get him, you get the Holy Ghost. You get him, you get the Father. You get, oh, glory be. Glory be unto God. You're going to have to get a hold of God in these last days and times. You're not going to be able to commit worldly things. You're going to be different from the world. You're going to be holy and righteous before God. You're going to quit playing church. You're going to live what he said. You say, well, Sam, that still don't sound right. That still don't sound right. You're forgetting Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. Here in the book of Colossians, there's some deep truth to be had by people that'll receive it. There's some people that receive the deep truth today. He said here in the first chapter, praise God. In the 19th verse, he said, For it pleased the Father that in him should all now, that's a big word, all means everything. He said, everything that God was. He said, For in him should all fullness dwell in the tabernacle called Jesus Christ that wore the name of the Father. Praise God, that wore the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Go just a little bit further with me. Catch it here. Oh, hallelujah, that's all for today. I'm running out of time, but I'll continue. Lord willing, I'll preach this message some more. I got to bring out the truth that he gave me. Praise God. Get in touch with me somehow if you want to know more about the Godhead. If you want to know more about the truth of God and not this old worldly trash that they're teaching and everything. Praise God. You write me, you get a hold of me, you get in touch with me. God bless you today. In Jesus' name, I love you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
See you next week.
Okay. Ooh, good. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Well, they'll be waiting around with handfuls of rocks. Tell you what, I tore down about what half the churches in the world believe in this thing. Because it don't go along with that. If it don't go along with that, then I don't want it. And they shouldn't want it, but they can't see it. They're blind. Take it easy, Perry.
Okay.
God bless you. Let's see if I've got a... How much these cost, Perry? A quarter?
Yeah. Just drop it down in the...
How much is a bottle? 10 cents?
No, a nickel, I think.
Nickel? Okay, well, I'm going to put 30 cents.
Okay, just put it down in that old, this little plastic thing down in the corner.
Well, let's go a little further. We'll see you later, Perry.
Okay.